We'll bring in our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, also our film critic. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, I tried to watch the beginning of the awards. I turned it off.
Well, you know, I didn't watch it, but
good.
But I before we get to the forecast, the Oscar winners this year, Best Picture, Nomadland. I didn't see it. Best Director, Nomadland. Best Actress, Nomadland. Best Actor, here's one I did see, and he's a favorite actor of mine, Anthony Hopkins, won in The Father.
Father.
I started to watch Nomadland, and I just never finished it. You know?
Friends of mine had seen it, said it was depressing.
They said
it was depressing, but it was favored. You know, to win Best Picture. What can I say? I turned the awards on. You know, I had a very hectic weekend, so I was tired to begin with. So I turned the awards on, and all of the speeches were much too long. Of course, you know, it was in this small little place. I thought the whole thing just, they should have just canned it.
Well, and what they should have done is just not include the audience at all and not show any picture because it looked like nobody was there.
Yeah, well, you know, that's part of it. You're right. I mean, it's all about Hollywood, and Hollywood is glamour and the whole bit. This was so lackluster. To me, I know they did the best possible job they could possibly do. However, I don't think too many people say that. I know quite a few people told me this morning that they tuned in and tuned out.
You know, I wish I was that. Out where that was being held, I would have rented a Godzilla costume, and I would have crashed the party about halfway through the show.
And probably would have been the highlight.
I would have come in as Godzilla. As you could get another friend as King Kong, you could have had the fight on the stage.
Yeah, that would have definitely been the highlight. There's no doubt about it. So
anyway.
I can't tell you anything more about it than I only watched the first 15 minutes, and it was boring. As can be. So on with that. The weather may not be as boring as I thought it was going to be last Friday. I thought this entire week was going to be just a gem. It's not. It's not going to be that easy. Today will be a sunny day, but brisk winds and the high 60. It will be clear tonight. You'll be able to see the full pink moon. And the space station goes by at about 5:12 tomorrow morning. So you may want to look for that if you're up mid-30s overnight. But tomorrow is sunny, 70 to 75. And I may have to bring that down a little bit because I think some clouds will show up. We'll have to see. Then on Wednesday, when 75 to 80 with some sun and increasing clouds, it could be the opposite. It could start off cloudy with showers and then go to sun. So that would make a big difference in the temperature. And maybe we wouldn't get to 75 to 80. So time will tell. But Thursday will be in the 70s. With a chance of showers, and then we'll be in the 60s with a chance of showers on Friday as we say goodbye to April.
Goodbye to April. And we need to say goodbye to April.
Why is that?
Because it's just been another continuation of windy. The tree fell down in front of my house and you know, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, I mean, whether you like it or not, April will be gone by Saturday.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad. You know, I want to go back to the Anthony Hopkins for a while. This guy can do anything, and he can do any role. And sometimes actors that get a lot of work, when you watch them in new things, you go back to their old work. You know what I mean? You can't shake the stick.
I just got to say, you can't. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Yeah, but he's one of those actors that can go from movie to movie, and you don't hold on to what he did in the past. He really gets into these roles. I mean, one of my favorite roles that he ever did was in the movie Meet Joe Black.
Where
he was, of course, the Grim Reaper.
Right.
And it was, but it was such a well done movie. He's just a great. I just everything he does.
Well,
I like.
What was the other one with what's her name?
Oh yeah, Clarice.
Yeah. What was the name of that movie?
Oh gosh, it was a series of them, Bob. This is terrible. Right. But yeah, it was. You know, he's just so good. He's just so good. Well, anyways.
Yeah, I didn't get to see that movie either.
You didn't see that one?
No, I did not.
I did watch that. I don't normally like movies like that, but I did watch that.
I didn't get to see that one either, so I didn't do too good. And I still want to see the movie that you recommended last week, and I just didn't have a chance. I knew this weekend was going to be real, real busy, so maybe I'll have a chance next weekend.
Yeah, it's not going to win any Academy Awards, but it's a, if you like knock 'em up, bang 'em up kind of movies, you'll like it. You know, that's all I can say.
Well, that's a good thing, and I just want you to know that I'm almost finished with the long range summer forecast.
Well, that's good.
And I almost have that done. So when it's done, I will let you know about that. That's it. I could go to sleep right now, Marshall. I could. That's how tired I feel.
Well,
there's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of work preparing dinner for 9 people. I mean, a lot of people say, well, if you're preparing for 4, what's 9? You know, you just have to prepare more.
No, but it's a lot of work.
I think it is just tons of work. And, Speaking
of dinner, Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. You got it. Yeah. And I'm gonna toot my horn again. But you know, I'm sure Marshall was raised like this. I'm sure many of my listeners were raised like this. You went to your relative's house, or even went to a friend's house, and if you were going for dinner, you made sure that when dinner was done, you offered, if not helped,
to clean up somehow.
To clean up.
Yeah.
They don't do that today.
As a matter of fact, you didn't offer.
Yeah.
You just started either picking up plates and carrying them into the kitchen, or you did something like that. You know, you didn't even offer. You just started to do something. And if your host said, no, sit down, you put up a little fight, but then eventually you'd offer to help.
You do. And they just don't do that these days. I don't know any one of my nieces or nephews that do. I don't know if it comes to upbringing. I don't know if it's just plain old lazy. But I know that if I had kids, I would make sure and tell them, we're going to Aunt so-and-so's house today for dinner. When dinner is through, I expect you to pick up your plates, blah, 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 bring them to the kitchen, ask if they need help, you know, but they just don't do it.
And so, part of the dinner was the conversation in the kitchen afterwards, washing and drying the dishes and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, additional family conversations went on. And you see, at the kitchen table, at the dining room table when you were eating dinner, things might devolve into stupid discussions, but they were always fun discussions in the kitchen afterwards, washing plates and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're right. That's part of the thing that's gone, because there's no big family get-togethers anymore like there used to be. I mean, my family, we used to get together probably four or five times a year, and there was 25 to 35, 40 people there. I mean, they were big get-togethers, and you'd move around from people's houses. To different houses, but
I remember my mom always telling me, you know, we're going to Aunt Ann's tonight. Okay, make sure when you sit on the couch, your feet are on the floor. Do not put your feet on any of the furniture.
You know, I just whenever we're talking about this, I remember Aunt Bert was married to John. Okay, and for some reason, my mother, before we left, maybe a day before, we went out shopping, and we got these G.I. Joe helmets that had the green glasses and little fake guns and everything. So we had them all in the car. So we get out of the car, at Bert and Sean's, and they had where they lived down by the Jersey Shore, they had a white picket fence out in front. Well, now here comes three brothers, okay, all dressed in this combat gear, and we climbed over we barged out of the car, climbed over the white picket fence, broke the white picket fence. This is before we even got in for dinner. But Bert and John were great about it. They were great about it. Could you imagine nowadays sitting in your house and having a family of three brothers just come, you know, in and break down your picket fence before you even get to the dinner?
I wouldn't be too happy about it.
No, but they were fine. They were fine. They were fine. But we used to have these huge family get-togethers. They were a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But then again, getting older, Pat. Getting older. Getting crankier.
You're right. And that's probably you just hit the nail on the head. You get crankier. And I'll say that's my excuse. I just get crankier because, you know, I think to myself, why am I doing this to begin with? Huh. You know, this is just too much. I take these things on and I shouldn't. And it's no different. Up at the lake house. I mean, you know, friends come up to the lake house, they think they're guests. But you know what? We all have a mouth, and we could stop it and say something, but we don't. So it's my fault.
All right. Well, we'll see how the weather progresses this week.
Well, you could do that. I'm going to go take a nap right now. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care.
All righty.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.